The Beer Coasters Podcast proudly presents Bicentennial Men. For 200 episodes, three guys, sometimes four, and a couple of chicks every now and then, have tried beers from around the world in search of craft beer's destiny. Join us as we do the same thing we do every week, tasting beer and talking about it, with beers from Founders, Haverhill, Dogfish Head, and Bear Republic. Let's crack it. This beer's ginormous.
Yeah, I think this is going to creep up on me.
Blah, 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 I'm a beer, damn it!
Beer Coaster Podcast, it's for your learning.
Hello, and welcome to the Beer Coasters Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast and every once in a while in between. What's up, everybody? I'm your host this week. This is Toby in Las Vegas, Nevada. And joining me is...
Mike from Boston, Massachusetts. And I think I went out of turn.
And Crazy Dave from Temecula, California. No, you were first on the list, so... Yeah.
You got it right. I made the list, so...
Oh.
All right, so this is our 200th episode.
Dang. 200
that's
episodes.
Right.
Let's see, that's like four beers per show, 200 episodes. That's like 1 million beers.
Mike's been drinking a little bit much lately.
I had a couple of pre-show beers before we started the show. It helps me relax on camera.
So if you go to beercoasterspodcast.com, you can check out all other 199 other shows. This is only our fourth YouTube show.
Yeah.
So,
and it's funny that you say fourth YouTube show because it's actually our fourth season and our 44th episode of the season.
Well, wait, isn't this the start of the new season though? Or no? Oh no, the new season starts all like May, right?
It's coming up soon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, 200.
So we're calling this show the Bicentennial Men issue. So what we tried to do was
I was born in 1976.
That's right. Me too. Dating ourselves a little bit there. That's cool. So what we try to do is we try to find beers with centennial hops. Get it? So what we went with for our fermentation conversation is, just like Dave and Mike are holding up.
If I talk to them, maybe it'll show up. Nope.
There you go.
It was Mike. Where's mine?
Focus.
Hey, wait. Show mine. I want to see mine. What the hell? What is it?
You know, I was doing that last week, too.
You must not be loud enough.
It wouldn't switch as much as it did, I think, the first couple times. Last week's show was kind of sticking on...
On mine. Yeah, I had some major lag last week.
Anyways.
So what we're drinking for our fermentation conversation, which you will be watching here on YouTube, is the Founders Centennial IPA.
We'll show it again for the camera. You listeners at home, just know that it's Founders Centennial IPA.
And for the rest of the show, which you can catch at beercoasterspodcast.com or on iTunes, Mike, what are you drinking?
Ooh, I'm going
for your local beer.
For my local beer, I am also doing a beer with Centennial Hops, and it's Haverhill's Leather Lips IPA.
Leather Lips.
Mm.
Leather Lips.
I'd like you to say that when you've had a few.
Leather.
Haverhill Leather Lips. With centennial.
Centennial hops.
What about you, Dave?
I'm going to be drinking Dogfish's Robert Johnson's Hellhound on my ale. I guess it's one of their, well, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Teaser.
Sony collabs. Right on. And I will be trying Bear Republic Brewing's Racer 5.
Racer 5.
Cool.
So there you have it. Let's get on with our fermentation conversation beer, which is the...
This is a fermentation conversation. Yeah.
Founders Centennial IPA. Let me get some notes here.
Well, it looks like they are out of...
Mike, are these your notes?
I don't know, but it says that they're out of Grand Rapids, Michigan.
I didn't make them.
And that they've been brewing since 1997. And their website is www.foundersbrewery.com.
This is an IPA. It comes in at 7.2% ABV with 65 IBUs, right there in the very nice range, very as I like to put it.
Very nice range.
And we couldn't find any ingredients on their website, but we're guessing that it has Centennial hops in it.
It is. So. It's a Centennial IPA, so it's actually, yeah, it's actually a single hop.
Oh, hey. All right. All right.
And it is dry hopped and unfiltered. Let's crack
it. All right.
Good.
Wow. You know, I kind of miss like drinking beers that are 12 ounces. Like most of the time I get, you know, 22s and like I got all this extra beer that I don't have to pour in my glass and, you know.
I know, that sucks, doesn't it? What are you talking about?
It's like, it fits. I don't have to worry about it, you know, flowing over.
That's what she said.
You.
I can't believe it fits. Wow. How many guys have you been with?
So, interesting note, this beer has won tons of awards, and ratebeer.com ranked it the second best brewery like in the world in 2011. And they have several beers listed in the top 100 beers of the world on beeradvocate.com. So, upon pour, I started with about a finger, now it's down to...
A fingernail.
Just a little bit, yeah, on the...
It's kind of a deep kind of gold color.
Yeah.
Like a dirty gold.
Slightly dirty cloudy. Gold. I don't think that that's... hazy. Chill haze.
I had about a finger of head. It dissipated pretty quickly.
Nice carbonation on the nose.
At first it had a real malty smell, and that went away really quick. It had that brewery kind of a stank to it.
Yeah, a little bit biscuity.
Got a funky grapefruit.
There's even some floral something in there.
If there's such thing as a grapefruit blossom, it kind of, that's what this would smell like.
Yeah. Sure. Taking a sip,
yeah. Ooh, that's hoppy.
Yeah.
For our wonderful viewers, they get to see my hop freak out. I think. I don't know if it switched over or not to me. Maybe not.
Yeah, it's hoppy, but it's got a little like I want to say it dries up, but it actually there's some maltiness or something that just kind of hangs on the tongue.
Yeah,
so it doesn't dry up and get as crisp as you think it would be.
Yeah, it's pretty smooth, bordering on creamy mouthfeel.
Mm. Yeah,
hop bitter comes in after a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, in the aftertaste, you get a lot of that grapefruit and citrusy, a little bit of that dryness and pretty bitter aftertaste. But in the initial sip, it's pretty smooth. It's not doesn't have that like super bite to it.
Right.
The carbonation seems to be pretty soft, you know.
It's a little bit like an apple skin kind of bitterness, too.
Mm-hmm. Seems pretty solid.
Yeah, it seems pretty straightforward, though. Mm-hmm. I guess that's a, you know, the complexity of a one hop IPA.
Food pairing. What'd you guys pair with this?
This is a good food beer. I could have this with any kind of appetizers. I mean, like maybe like a spicy calamari, you know, fried calamari, something like that. That would work for me.
I was feeling some grilled vegetables.
Like a kebab
type thing? Yeah, kind of a kebab type of thing.
It does have an interesting kind of smoothness to it that I wasn't really expecting.
I'm going to cheat with my food pairing. I was scanning through and toasting people on Untappd, and somebody had taken a picture with a deep dish pizza in the background, and I was like, that's that's what I want.
See, now you make me think of drinking an IPA and having pizza being at a Pizza Port.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out Pizza Port, San Diego.
What up?
I'll have to get more of their beers on the show.
Yeah. Coming up soon. Yeah, I like this. This is a pretty smooth, pretty solid, not too much of a bite IPA.
Yeah.
Cool. For ratings, I've got Untappd here.
You do? I got Beer Advocate.
Oh.
Beer Advocate users rate this a 93, which is exceptional. And the Brothers Ahlstrom have tried this beer, and they gave it a 99, which is world class.
Wow.
And for our ratings, you're going to have to wait till last call of the audio podcast.
Yeah.
So check us out if you want our ratings, beercoasterspodcast.com.
And Untappd has this Centennial IPA from Founders, a 3.83 out of 5 with 13,193 ratings. Wow.
Really? 13,000?
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, I just got my 100th beer badge on Untappd.
Aww, you better catch up, fool.
Yeah, I know, huh? Well, you know, I miss a lot of the Coronas that I check into.
I think Toby and I got our 500th
yeah.
A while back.
Yeah, but I just signed up for like Untappd like a year ago.
Right.
I know.
Yeah. Still, yeah. Only 100 in a year? Come on, dude.
Well, that's 100 unique beers I had. Oh, anyways.
Oh, you probably have about 800 Coronas on there.
I forgot to check in one of my Coronas this past weekend, too. I was like, damn it.
All right, well, there you have it, folks. That is the Centennial IPA from Founders Brewing.
Yeah.
Out, where are they from?
Founders?
They were Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Michigan, right?
There you go. Foundersbrewing.com is their website. Check them out. To hear the rest of this show, go to beercoasterspodcast.com. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and like it.
Yeah.
Thumbs up.
Like it.
And go to iTunes and comment and like us there too and give us ratings because we like that.
Like us everywhere.
Yeah. Spread the word to your friends.
Like us everywhere. Hey, we're also on Twitter and we're on Facebook and all that stuff. So, you know, of course, there. Cool.
Yep.
Drinking beer.
All right.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
Drink local because local's fresh. Local's fresh.
Hey, guys. It's Tony from Beer 411 over in Connecticut. And you're listening to the Beer Coasters Podcast.
Beer drinkers of the world, it's now time to check the headlines of the Beer Coasters Daily.
Hot topics.
All right, for this week's hop topics, we go just like every other week. We go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the brews paper link. Takes us to the Beer Coasters Daily. This one was right there in our headlines, and it was spotted by the Beer Sommelier, registered trademark.
I thought that was Master, so never mind.
Yeah. Oh, Master Beer Sommelier. No, this is just the Beer Sommelier.
That's the name of this beer.
And the title is Craft... What is it? Craft beer enjoys another banner year.
Woo-hoo!
So just wanted to say real quick that, that just keeps going up and up every year. And I think when we started the podcast back in 2009, I want to say that craft beer, as far as the whole beer market went, craft beer had about 2.5% of the market, I want to say. And it's now up to
1,400 craft breweries.
Yeah,
when we started too, or getting close to 1,400, I think when we started. Right.
If you go back and listen to some of our old shows, I have no idea which show we talked about it. One of our hot topics we talked about where craft beer was in the market back then. So since then, oh here it says here. Sorry, volume share for craft brewers in 2009 it was 4.4. So I was wrong. So it was just under 5%.
And now it's up over 6.5%.
And now it's 6.5% in 2012 with 2,403 breweries.
Yeah, that's almost 1,000 more breweries opened since we started the show.
Yeah. That's an 18% increase over 2011.
Well, here's an interesting thing, too, is that While craft beer is now only 6.5% of the volume, they are now 10% of the dollar share of the beer out there. So as far as revenue is concerned, they're now 10% of the revenue stream. But at
only it's so much more expensive.
6.5%. Yeah, I guess so. But you know, that's going to start to be, you know, well, maybe not, but it might start to turn some heads now when they're seeing actual dollars versus just volume. Because we all know that, you know, the big guys really pump out a lot of volume, and they're probably making a bunch of profit on it too, you know, but
they're also spending a lot more on ad space and all that stuff too.
Maybe.
And pretty soon they're going to be spending a lot of money buying up little craft breweries.
Which maybe they start doing instead of spending money on advertising. Who knows? You know, that's one thing I learned in my past experiences in different industries is that the quickest way to grow is not necessarily through your own organic growth, but rather through acquiring somebody else or something else. You know, and that's what a lot of people did. That's how businesses got built, was they would, you know, buy someone else's stuff and, you know, make it part of their own.
So there you have it. If you want to go to, if you want to see more about this story, you can go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Hop Topics link. We'll have this story posted there.
There's also a nice comment little, on it. In infographic from the Brewers Association on that site as well.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Beer Coasters Podcast, and don't forget to support your local brewery, your local beer pubs, your local beer bars, and your local home brewers, etc. Drink local, because local's fresh. Oh!
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Yeah.
Hey, Mikey, gotta go to the bathroom?
No, but I gotta drink a beer.
Nice.
So, I'm gonna try Haverhill's Leather Lips IPA.
Now, stay to the right!
This is from... Okay, I want to say this is from Haverhill Brewing Company, because I've done Haverhill Brewing Company beers in the past.
You have.
But...
Yes, you have.
This is from Tap Brewing Company out of Haverhill, Massachusetts. Their website is www.tapbrewingcompany.com. Now, I wanted to mention this before I even mention the beer. They used to be two separate entities, Haverhill Brewery and the Tap Brew Pub. So what happened is they just consolidated. So now they are the Tap Brewing Company. And you'll see that they have new labels and stuff now. Actually, if you look on Beer Advocate, it has the new label, and they're all in 22s. There's no six-packs anymore, at least that I've seen yet. It looks like they're all rebranding, repackaged, and they're in the 22-ounce bottles. So I just wanted to
mention that. But you have the old one.
I have the old one. I actually had to buy a six-pack of it because I didn't have the new bottles.
The new one.
And the interesting thing about this particular IPA is this one mentions the Centennial hops and Chinook, where the new one mentions Chinook, Nugget, and Centennial. So
Nugget.
I don't know if they actually changed the recipe or they didn't list it on Nugget. The old one or what the case is. And they seem to really push the fact that they dry hopped with Centennial on the new one, which they don't mention on this one. So I don't know.
As long as it's got Centennial,
I wonder if there was a change in recipe or if it was just a change in what they were highlighting about the.
That's what I'm wondering because they don't mention Nugget at all in.
Man,
in
Nugget hops got to get some love too, man.
I know, loving the Nugget.
Nugget.
I had some chicken nuggets, and man, they are not agreeing with me.
Some Mickey D nuggets.
Yeah. So
sometimes you get those nuggets that just kind of hang off, you know.
All right. So the ABV on this beer from Tap Brewing Company is 5%. The IBUs are 50.
Nice and light.
I'm going to crack it.
Yeah. 50 IBU IPA. This but could be
well,
borderline.
It's only 5% too. It's only a 5% IPA.
Hmm.
It's light. I'll tell you that.
Let's not prejudge it. Come on, let him drink it.
I'm not here. Toby's
the one prejudging it. Toby's I'm always judging. I don't know, man. 50 IBUs. This ain't an IPA.
Yeah. It's not in his.
That's more like
perfect
a pale
60 range.
It's not the very nice part of the IBU scale.
So it is. Oh my goodness. I don't know if you can see that, but there's a whole lot of sediment.
No, that's just sediment, baby.
There's all kinds of sediment floating around in here.
Dang.
Nice.
Mike's got some floaters.
It's yellow with
it's probably those nuggets.
All kinds of sediment.
He's got some nuggets floating around in there.
I don't know. It looks gross. I got
not the kind of nuggets I'm thinking about.
It's gonna go great with those chicken nuggets you just pounded down,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah,
did you get the 20-piece or just the little 6-piece?
With a honey mustard?
I had barbecue. No, sweet and sour.
I ate like 20 of those one night. I never felt worse as I ever did, dude. Right there.
I got about 2 fingers ahead. It's that perfect amount ahead, and that Sam Adams glass seems to give you every time.
If someone wants to send me a Sam Adams glass, I would love them to send me a Sam Adams glass.
There you go,
I'm too
everybody.
Cheap to go buy one.
Crazy Dave wants a Sam Adams glass.
All right.
Hook him up.
I don't buy t-shirts and I don't buy beer glasses.
All right.
But I seem to have a whole bunch of them.
Sweet.
All right. So, on the nose.
The nose.
Ooh, citrus. And honey, like a
bee pollinating an orange tree.
No, but it's like honey and lemon in like a hot tea. It's got that really kind of like honey malty aroma.
Uh huh.
Actually, quite nice.
Ooh.
Yeah, nice. It's got like a good honeycomb and citrus. Some
Mike's really getting excited about
little,
this.
Little floral. Happiness in there.
I think if he was excited, he'd be like, "Wow! Wow! Wow!
I don't know if any of you guys listened to the show last week, but you'll know what we're talking about if you did.
I got a little excited.
I see.
But I'm more animated than Mike is, though, you know?
Yeah.
Mike might be good at doing animation
when you're a living
voices,
cartoon
but...
character.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm going to take a sip because, I mean, I could smell this all day. I really like the honey.
You know, I love those
honey
beers
and citrus.
I love those beers that really are, that really have great scents like that. And then when they, I expect a lot of them, you know, like I expect them to like to perform, you know, to stand up to the way they smell. Yeah. And sometimes they do and sometimes they don't.
I have to take another sip because I kind of lost it there.
Taking a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah.
It's dry. You get the honey, like a very airy kind of honey in the flavor, and then it kind of dries up. But the hoppy, yeah, it's that citrusy hoppiness, and then, ooh, what else? There's something else in there. It's almost like the honeycomb, you know? It's kind of almost like a waxy kind of...
Hmm.
Kind of hard to explain.
Very natural
kind of honey. It seems like the mouthfeel wants to be kind of... go the way of being kind of smooth like the Centennial, but it has more... It seems to have more carbonation, so it's kind of not allowing it to be, you know, as smooth. So it's kind of hard to explain because I kind of feel like it's smooth and sharp.
Hmm.
Like it has a smooth mouthfeel in the middle and then it kind of just kind of dries up, you know, nice at the end. But that aroma with the honey is the most interesting for me. And then it has kind of a, it's kind of like a tree bark kind of bitterness almost on the roof of your mouth.
Hmm.
Maybe it's just a little bit of grass. No, it's not really a grassy hop, though.
Pine coney?
Yeah. If I was going to pair something with this one, it's tough. I mean, IPA, to me, they're good food beers. anything that's, you know, got kind of a heavy season to it, usually works for me. For some reason, I kind of want to go something peppery, because I think that, something like honey and pepper, for some reason, it seems like it'd go nice kind of back and forth. So, like, maybe kind of some kind of pepper crusted, I don't know.
Like a honey glazed chicken thing with pepper on it?
You might be able to do kind of a honey glaze on a chicken if it had some kind of peppery heat to it in some way, whether it was
the honey mustard kind of a thing on chicken.
How about honey mustard with your chicken nuggets?
Honey mustard sauce with the chicken nuggets, man.
And if there was kind of a honey mustard glaze like on a roasted chicken or something, might be interesting. Something like that.
Hmm.
And I'm not usually a big honey mustard guy, but if it was actually, you know.
Yeah, you're more of a sweet and sour.
But yeah. But if it was actually, you know, roasted as a glaze on a roasted chicken, that sounds like it might be pretty good to me.
Hmm.
So anyway, if you get a chance, check it out. They are, I mean, they kind of have a new look. They're in 22s. You may see a few of them around. They have the sassy rabbit and the leather lips, and they have the Eagle 5 or something. They have the sort, it's like a hoppy Schwartz beer or something. May the Schwartz be with you. It actually says it on the label, which I got a kick out of. So
it must have been listening to the show.
And the next time I'm up in that area, I'm definitely going to go check out the
tap room,
the Tap Brewing Company, because we go there every once in a while. We'll go out to a place called Chunky's, which is kind of like one of those cinema pub type places.
Oh, you watch a movie, drink a beer.
The tables, drink the beer. So I might check out the Tap Brewing Company next time I head out to Chunky's.
Cool. Well, it looks like Untappd comes in with this at a 3.45 out of 344 ratings.
Oh. The Beer Advocate users rate this an 89, which is good. And the bros, the brothers Allstrom, they give this a 95, which is world class.
Two for two so far this show. The brothers have chimed in, and they've both been world class.
Yeah, I guess they've been listening to us.
Special stuff happening here on the 200th show.
We got to step up our rating game.
I know,
They're catching up.
Yeah. I'm going to finish sipping my beer here, and we'll be back right after this.
You know, drinking beer and being social is a big part of what we do here at the Beer Coasters Podcast. So we'd invite you to join us at any number of our internet social websites. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, Untappd, Google+, and even Pinterest. That's right. Cheers.
It's time for Crazy Dave to drink some beer. Watch out now, baby bubba.
All right. It's time for me to drink some beer. This is Crazy Dave from Temecula, California.
Bam, skimmy.
Temecula.
Temecula. No, well, anyhow, this week I am drinking a beer from... What? What was so funny about that?
I don't even know what you said.
So I'm drinking the Dogfish Head Robert Johnson's Hellhound on my ale. This is, like I said, out of Dogfish Brewery out of Milton, Delaware. Their website is www.dogfish.com. This is, I think, a double IPA style. The ABV on this is 10.0 and 58 IBUs. Something special about this.
I just realized. Sorry, what? Dave. We are actually representing the entire country.
Yeah.
this week. We got West Coast, we got middle of the country, and we've got East Coast.
Yeah.
Oh, coast to coast.
Speaking of which, if you guys want to listen to my review of the beer that Dave's doing right now, you can go to the Friday the 13th episode back in May of 2011, and I tried this beer. So you can see what I thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
But Dave can't do that until he's finished with his review.
I'm not supposed to look. Yeah. Interesting thing about this is that Dogfish, Mike probably talked about this in the last episode that he did the review on this one, but they did sort of collaboration with Sony Records. Now, it's not really a collaboration, the fact that Sony's helping them brew, but the idea and the impetus for this beer came from that. And this one was actually from a impetus. This was like a...
That's a big word for a beer coaster.
And this one really came from a Mississippi Delta blues man, Robert Johnson. If you want to go back and listen to some old blues from back in the day, that's what this is. And
wrote a song about it. Want to hear it? Here it goes.
Insert music here.
It's very Robert. That's very Robert Johnson-esque.
Yeah. So anyhow, I'm going to see if I can get a sense of what Robert Johnson was all about with this beer. So I'm gonna crack it. It's a big ass bottle and it's expensive.
It's expensive. It's expensive. It's very expensive.
It's really light in color, and it's got a whole lot of head. I got like a Yeti fist of head. That's gonna take a bit to settle down. It's kind of like a light golden color, like a dark yellow. Yeah, I got some in my nose.
While Dave's waiting for his head to
dissipate.
While his head is dissipating, we're gonna play some Robert Johnson for you. Until I get there. That was called Beer
Journey. My nose is kind of useless, so I'm going to just take a sip.
Taking a sip, yeah!
Whoa! Wow!
What?
That's lemony. Like, you get like that lemon perk, like, bam!
Mm-hmm. It's so, all coming back to me now.
whoa.
Very, very citrusy.
Whoa.
It's light. For being at 10%, I mean, usually when beers have the higher alcohol, they tend to be, they have like a coating kind of a feeling, like a syrupy kind of thickness, viscous like kind of feeling. This is, for being...
It is a bit viscous.
Yes, it has much viscous. In Soviet Russia, viscous drinks you. It is really, really, really smooth though. With that citrus, kind of a bite. Almost has like a sour grape kind of a taste to it too. But it's still that it's got like a certain freshness about it. That's kind of nice.
That lemony freshness?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying you can polish your floor and table with it?
I would say a girl could polish my knob with it or something.
God. Oh, crazy Dave.
You're so crazy. What would you pair with it?
I want to say... chicken right off the bat, because I think chicken and lemons just work really good. Or salmon and lemon.
Yeah.
Really good. I think either one of those would go really good with this. In fact, I'm going to go on the salmon. I'm going to go on the salmon side of things, because I think that the fatty acids of the lemon or the salmon would definitely go well with the freshness and the sharpness of this beer.
On the salmon side of things with Crazy Dave.
No, I like salmon, and I think a good cedar plank grilled salmon would do well with this beer. That's what I'm That's what I'm thinking of.
Cool.
A little bit of cracked pepper on top. Mm. Yeah.
Oh.
Little sprig of dill, maybe.
Bring out the hellhound in you.
Sprigadill.
Yeah. I mean, this is a great summer afternoon, you know, kind of beer you can sit out with on the patio, put some music on.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Have your beer and dinner and some blues music playing in the background.
Cool. Ratings.
Oh. Yeah. Untapped. Ooh. Comes in at 3.94 out of 6,274 ratings. Uh-huh.
And Beer Advocate users rate this 88, which is good. And the brothers Allstrom weighed in on this one as well with a 93, which is exceptional.
Damn. Wasn't quite world class.
But hey, we'll take it because the brothers weighed in. So,
yeah.
Three for three so far. We'll see how they do with my beer.
We'll find out right after this.
Gemini Lounge, a chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
In case you've forgotten, this is episode 200. Beer Coasters Podcast. So for my beer, I will be trying Bear Republic's Racer 5.
Racer 5.
Racer 5 standing by.
No, that's Red 5.
That's the Mach 5. No?
Oh.
In my Mach 5, I will survive. In my Mach 5,
Oh, yeah. So, Bear Republic Brewing Company is out of Sonoma County.
Is it Mach 5?
Go Speed Racer, go Speed Racer, go.
Mach 5 was
a. That was a song by the Presidents. Yeah, dude. You're thinking of the TV show.
I'm talking about Speed Racer and what the car was, what? The Mach 5?
The Mach 5, yeah.
All right.
Oh.
Yeah.
What do you think freaking Presidents got the idea for the song? From Speed Racer.
Oh, okay. That's what they got it from. Okay. So here you have it. Bear Republic. They're out of Sonoma County, California. Don't know how long they've been brewing. Oh, since 1995. Their website is bearrepublic.com. The style of this beer is an American IPA. 7.0% ABV with 75 IBUs. The malts are American Pale and Crystal. The hops are the Four Seas, Chinook, Cascade, Columbus, and Centennial.
Four Seas.
The Four Seas.
Fourth season. Our fourth. 44th episode of our fourth season with four seas hops.
With four Centennial beers.
The Racer 5 has been winning awards since 1999 at the Great American Beers Festival.
Damn.
But I think the last time they won an award was in 2009. So come on, Bear Republic, step it up. Let's get some GABF.
Yeah.
All right. So on the pour, I got about a half finger of head. It's pretty light in color. It's like a golden... very bright orange. And there's some murkiness going on inside there. There's some particles. There's some particulates floating around in there.
Particles.
But just a little bit. Got some nice lacing on the nose.
You know, a lot of these Centennial beers... These Centennial beers that we've been drinking tonight have all been kind of murky like that. Like, none of them have been, like, crystal clear.
Interesting note.
There's a little bit of floral hop on the nose. Yeah, just some honey malts, maybe.
Honey.
Getting a little bit of a...
little bit.
Maybe some orange in there. A little bit of, like, a peach, maybe, or maybe apricot.
Oh, peaches. That's another, wonderful song by the Presidents. Yeah.
Taking a sip, yeah!
So this is pretty good. It's pretty smooth. It's kind of like the Centennial from Founders. It's got a very smooth, it's got a nice smoothness to it. It's not really sweet though. There's a little bit of like maybe a honey orange blossom kind of flavor in there. And then in the aftertaste, it's just a little bit, very little bitterness. Slightly dry. There's some of that kind of fruitiness and a little bit of a grassiness coming through in the aftertaste.
Fruit grass? What the hell is a fruit grass?
Fruit grass. It's either a fruit or it's a vegetable. You can't be having both of them.
You know what? This like seriously, this is really weird.
Like an olive or something?
No, but tomato's a fruit.
Well, what's an olive?
That's a fruit, too. But they taste like vegetables.
So
I don't want to put them on my cheesecake.
Jeez.
Well, give me a chance, Toby. This screams Northern California to me.
Oh, yeah?
This has a very Northern California IPA-ness to it. You know, it reminds me of Mendocino.
Cascading hops.
No, not even that. It's just, it's...
Is it pininess that gives it the north?
No, it's not really that piney. It's something with the malts. It has this...
You mean there's none of them?
No, there's plenty of malts in there. It's a pretty well-balanced IPA. It's not really hoppy, though. It's more of like a slightly hoppier pale ale, yeah. Even at 75 IBUs.
I said most of those Northern California ones are still pretty...
It's kind of crazy to say that, though. That kind of goes to... I mean, because this is, you know, a really hoppy beer, but the fact that we've had so many, you know, it's like,
yeah,
we've had so many kind of hop bomb of an IPA that something like Eraser 5 seems kind of subdued and
yeah,
you know, toned down. It's crazy.
There's something about the feel of it when I drink it, and it's just like that sense memory thing. It reminds me of drinking, you know, something from Lost Coast or something from Mendocino or something from like Moylan's or something. You know, it's just to me, it has this very Northern California flavor to it.
Maybe it's
as
the
opposed
water.
To a Southern California, which would be, you know, I think a lot more of the bitter hops in there. Whereas this, it seems to be a little bit more balanced and a little bit more laid back.
I don't know, because I don't think some of the Northern California ones are so balanced.
Well, I mean, it's unbalanced for an IPA, but it's a balanced beer, if you know what I mean. Okay. I mean, if you can kind of see what I'm saying.
So, when I think of an unbalanced IPA, I'm thinking like the Green Flash or like Sierra Nevada, you know, or the bitterness.
Too hoppy or not hoppy enough?
Too hoppy,
not,
yeah.
Well, it can be. That's a thing. I don't know if it's the hoppier enough. I think to me it's the bitterness, because I think something can still be pretty hoppy without just being straight bitter.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And that's where I think the balance comes in. To have enough malts to kind of balance out that, you know, bitter hoppiness.
Yeah. And this has some good, it's got some good toasted, grainy maltiness in there. A little bit of honey and stuff, so not bad. For a food pairing, I mean, this is total, I mean, you can go Mexican food with this. You could go pub grub.
I could go for some pub grub
Maybe some hot wings might work. I think it'd be good. Like a California burrito or something. This might wash it down pretty good.
Oh, Untappd. It looks like it comes in at a 3.93 out of 18,000 ratings.
Yeah.
Number three place, by the way, to drink this beer is Flo's V8 Cafe at Disneyland's California Adventure.
Wow. That just opened, didn't it?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
People were checking in and people were getting social.
Oh, well,
social
it's Racer 5. That's why.
Yeah. They have the whole, for those of you that don't know, at Disneyland's California Adventure, they have the whole Cars theme land, like, area of that, yeah. of that, and Flo's VA Cafe, like in the movie, Flo's, they had, like, the drive through, like, oh, the drive up, yeah. Diner, you know, they're serving Racer 5 IPA. But yeah, you gotta cool. give it up to California Adventure, because they do have, you know, a lot of different craft beer, like, I think they have a Carl Strauss craft beer wagon that's out there, yeah. and, Flo's V8 Cafe, and
it's always good to hear that beer. Stuff because I can't yeah. tell you how many restaurants I go to around here, not just restaurants but anywhere, and there's very very limited option of what you can get in the craft beer range, you know.
Yeah,
so I'd love to hear that, you know, that there's stuff like that, that there's actually some kind of promotion for, you know, craft beer and different venues.
Mm-hmm.
Always good to hear.
Well, I think they, since it's the California Adventure, you know, they have the whole part where it's the wine. They have the whole Napa Valley type thing.
California so beers go, too. I mean, it's not. It's yeah, that place is.
I mean, that's.
It's all about food and drinking there. You know, it's, yeah. it's they definitely have a push towards, you know, some of the artisan stuff.
Right, and so they take not just, you know, national parks and the coast and all that stuff, but they really even get into some of the subcultures of California, which craft beer is a big thing, you yeah. know, from San Francisco, San Diego, even now Los Angeles. So it's
and everywhere.
It's a big thing out there in California. Yeah. And that's cool that they've actually focused on that and, you know, are celebrating it somewhat. You know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Plus you can get tore up. Go ride some yeah. roller coasters and hang out at Disneyland and stuff.
Puke everywhere.
Dude, it's all about it's all about being torn up at California Adventure.
You can go to the OC Beer Blog, and I'm sure Greg's got some stuff on there about Disneyland, and because I think he's a big Disneyland guy. Plus, he's in the OC, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, if I lived in the OC, I'd go there every day. I live an hour away, and I still go pretty often.
Sweet. Beer Advocate.
Yeah, Beer Advocate yeah. users rate this a 94, which is exceptional. And the Brothers Ahlstrom once again weigh in on
wow.
this beer.
Yeah.
Wow. 94. On the 200th episode. See, they freaking pulled it together just for us, for our 200th episode. And they rate this a 94 as well, which is exceptional.
Did they look at our program guide ahead of time and said, ooh, they're coming up, 200th episode. Damn, we gotta try all these beers.
Yep.
Hurry, quick. So there you have it. That is the Racer 5 from Bear Republic. Check out their website, bearrepublic.com. And we'll be back right after this. Pause, America.
Aces and Ales, premium craft beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada, with happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. With a wide variety of hard-to-find craft beer on draft and bottle. Special tappings every month. Don't forget to stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft coupon. That's right, Aces and Ales, 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, Eastside, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler. Lightning X Wolf says, "At Doctor, how does beer turn into poop? Please respond, it's an emergency!"
I'm drinking this and drinking the fucking victory and Caesar's Thomas say, well, I have to drink that up.
If you have any questions or comments about the show, feel free to email us backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com, or you can call our hotline 339-225-9274. That's 339-BACKWASH without the C.
Last call.
All right, y'all. Pint ratings. Mike, what you got, homie?
Okay. Well, the Founders Centennial IPA, our fermentation conversation beer. I remember thinking much more highly of this beer than I did sitting down here tonight. I'm giving it a 3, just because I think there's nothing special about it. I mean, I think it was good, and I'll drink it. You know, if it was a choice on tap somewhere and it was kind of limited, you know, I'd grab it in a heartbeat. But it just didn't wow me at all for any reason. Mm. I really remember liking it more.
Huh.
I don't know. It just wasn't.
3's not bad.
No, it's not bad. For the Haverhill Leather Lips IPA, man, that honey malt, honey aroma, the honeycombness to it, I liked a lot. I'm gonna give it a 3.5, because it was pretty. That was. It stuck out as far as the flavor of the beer. And I'm just really confining this to the style, not just Centennial, but I just think IPAs. And for me, I'm kind of hard on rating an IPA just because there's so many, and I think there's just so... There's really some really good ones out there. And I'm glad that I had to, you know, had to buy a 6-pack of this. Because I will drink more of these. I just don't think it's, you know, in the 4-4.5 category. Just because, I mean, it's super drinkable. I really like the flavor, and I'll drink, you know, the other 5. But it's just not one of those kind of getting up into the stellar range, you know?
Yeah.
That's all. But I liked it. I liked it very much. And I will go to the tap, brewery and try some more of their beers for sure.
Cool. What you did?
You know, I'm kind of along the same road here with Mike on the beers. You know, the Founders Centennial. It's an okay IPA. I mean, I think I've definitely had better. You know, it's one of the interesting things though is to look at these and look at. I mean, there really aren't too many beers that have a single hop. You know, it's hard to find. You know, and
right.
I think, you know, like you got to kind of take that into consideration. You know, most of the other times you are drinking other beers, but for me, you know, when I'm comparing this, you know, like I'm, you know, I remember a while back I drank Alpine's Duet, and you know, that's the same kind of it's similar in that it's not like, you know, 15 different hops or 3 or 4 different hops. I mean, it's just 2. And that was a really good, I think, well-executed beer. And that's, you know, comparing that to that...
San Diego Classic.
Yeah. And then, but also comparing that to, like, you know, my favorite IPA, which is the Dogfish, you know, 90-minute, you know, which is a whole different type of thing. I mean, like Mike said, there's hundreds of IPAs out there, thousands of IPAs. You know, and the Centennial was okay. It was nothing that really made me think like, oh damn, you know, I gotta drink this, you know, every time I see it, or I gotta keep this in my fridge, because it doesn't hit me like that. You know, if it did, that'd be a 5, and if it'd be a 4, it'd be something like, oh, this is pretty good, I'd probably drink this on the regular basis, you know. But it's, for me, it was like, okay, it's, you know, I'm gonna get a little bit of refresher of it. It's just a, you know, IPA, it's probably better than your average IPA, so I guess I'll give it a 3.5 just for that. You know, it's a well put together beer. The Dogfish Hellbound. What was the whole name of that? Hellbound on my ale.
Hellhound on my ale.
You know, it's interesting. You know, in the fact that it's got that lemony citrusiness to it. It's definitely hoppier than the other Dogfish beers that have come out. I mean, Dogfish usually has very well balanced beers. This is definitely on the hoppier, more bitter side of their beers. You know, it was same thing to me. It was okay. You know, I paid $13, $15, whatever it was for a big ass bottle, and you know, I'm gonna drink maybe a pint of it. Probably won't get it again. It was nothing that really, you know, said, "Ooh, I gotta buy more of this."
Yeah,
you know,
not like the Bitches Brew.
No,
I missed out on that.
That's some good stuff right there.
I missed out on that. I should have.
Oh, they still brew it.
Yeah. No, I know.
You can find it. I think it comes out in the fall or the winter.
Uh huh.
That's some good stuff right there.
So, did you rate this one already?
No, same thing. I'm going to come in at 3.5. You know, maybe 3. Yeah, 3.5. I gave it a
2.5.
You gave it a 2.5?
I just wasn't a fan. When I tried it, I just wasn't a fan of it.
Let me tell you the reason.
I remember Mike not liking it.
The reason why I gave it a 3.5 versus a 3 or even lower was that it still has complexity and it still has some interesting notes about it, you know, and that's...
Sorry, Dave, but that's the whole reason why I never buy Hellhound on my ales, because Mike didn't like it.
I think it's worth checking out. It's, you know, maybe something you may not buy again, you know, but I still think it's a pretty decent beer, you know. It's not nothing that I'd probably ever buy again, but you know, hey, I'll check it out one time, you know, it sounds interesting. You know, I think it goes great with food. I think maybe that's what it was. Maybe Mike didn't have some food with it to do, you know, a hashtag instant pairing. Shout out to Tony Leone for that. you know, I think if you had some food with this beer, you'd probably like it a lot better.
Yeah.
Nice. So. Hashtag instant pairing.
Dude, that's what it, I had untapped one of my beers or whatever, and it was actually a 12-12-12. And he asked if I was having it with whipped cream. Hashtag instant pairing. I was like, that's awesome.
Cool. So,
but you know, something else to think about too is that we've had weeks and weeks of black beers, spice beers. You know,
yeah,
a whole different spectrum of beers. And this week we come back to like, you know, boom, single hop, you know, Centennial hop beers.
Single hop. Yeah, pale beers, yeah.
You know, it's like, what's going on? My mouth is, like, confused.
That's true, dude. It's true. So, you know. But we can't really apologize to those beers are on the back end of our palates, you know, after we've possibly wrecked them for the past couple of weeks.
It's said, you know, that there's so many times.
They've gotten accustomed to a certain style, and then all of a sudden we totally switch it up on our palates.
I know we've mentioned it quite a few times that we've tried some of these beers. We've tried a lot of different beers, but some that we've tried even, you know, prior to the show. But once we sit here on the show and we crack a beer open and pour it in a glass and sit here and talk about it, for some reason, it's always a different experience than what we remember. Always.
Well, not for me, because like I said, when I was just drinking that 12-12-12, and it was exactly what I had. Maybe it's because I only waited a week or so to have it again.
Well, there you go. See, then you got that. You know,
but it was a totally different environment. We were partying. We were hanging out. I was out at a cabin out in the woods, you know, and it was still it still was what it was. You know, maybe a year from now, I'm going to let that 12-12-12 age for a year, and we'll hit it up again, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I would recommend doing that.
But yeah, I mean, like I said, these beers were, I don't think...
That sounds like a creepy episode. Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah.
Hey, there we go. Spoiler alert. But, you know, I don't see that this beer was flawed to the point where it would get less than a 3. I mean, it's got to be just, it's got to be really to get a three.
So you're saying Mike is wrong. I get it.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to have, it's...
You know, I kind of want to try it again, because it seems like I did kind of rate it pretty low, so I kind of want to try it again. Well, but then again, that may have pissed me off. The price of it maybe it pissed me off, too, that I kind of knocked it down a point. Because that, I don't know. Because that bugs me, too, when you end up paying, you know, a good amount for a bottle of beer, and it doesn't end up being, you know,
what
that
you expected.
Great. But yet, you could pay, like, $4 for a 22 and be blown away by it. You know?
Right.
That kind of bugs me.
Well, I mean,
you never know
too,
with the craft beer.
It had decent ratings by the users. The brothers Ahlstrom loved it, you know, and...
Yeah. And that's, I think I was surprised, too, that they had rated it. I think everybody rated
it
pretty high.
Just didn't stand up for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think 2.5 is harsh. You know, it's got to be substandard to get that, and to be a 2 or 1, it's got to be shit.
It could have been my time of the month too. You never know.
Yeah. Mike was just pissed off. So, those are my thoughts.
All right.
Cool.
Go.
For my ratings, the Founders Centennial IPA. I think I might have. I'm right there with Dave. I like it a little bit more than Mike, and I think I'm right there with Dave. I'm going to go 3.5. I thought it was a pretty pretty solid IPA. Nothing really stood out. It wasn't fantastic. It wasn't, you know, it had some good aromas, and it had some good flavors, and it wasn't, you know, overly hoppy, and it wasn't trying to, you know... I don't think it was trying to be anything that it wasn't, and it was decent.
Straightforward,
so,
yeah.
3.5.
I mean, I guess you can't expect a single hop IPA to be, you know, super complex, but I probably, in all fairness, should have taken that into account thinking about it.
And to go back to what Crazy Dave was saying about the single hop beers, and I wanted to mention something also about that, which was having a single hop beer. I think what happens a lot of times is you may miss out on some extra goodies, you know, than if you were to throw an extra hop in there that might add a little bit more flair. I mean, Centennial hops are, you know, I think they lay somewhere in the middle of the hop spectrum. They got a little bit of floral, they got a little bit of piney, they got a little bit of fruity, you know, and they're a blend of like 4 or 5 different hop strains. So they're kind of like this all around, you know, normal kind of hop, I guess. You can use them for bittering hops. You can use them for aroma hops. You can even dry hop with them. So they're kind of this all-around, you know, user-friendly kind of hop. So nothing really jumps out as far as the aromas go or flavors. You don't get any extra, you know, passion fruit or whatever. Not that I want that out of all of my IPAs, but you know what I mean. So I think that's when you kind of get to single hop beers, is when you hit that sort of dilemma where, you know, you're just going to kind of get this, yeah, this is a good IPA. It's pretty solid. Yeah. So that's why I got the 3.5 on that one. And it's drinkable. It was nice and smooth. It was drinkable. You know, you can take down a couple of pints, no problem. If you're a seasoned IPA drinker, I think. And kind of the same with the Bear Republic Racer 5. I remember getting this on tap at a couple of different bars before and really liking it and just being able to just, you know, drink it. It's like, oh, this is good IPA. It's got good flavors.
It does seem
good
to
aromas.
Be a bit more drinkable, I think, on tap. It's a little bit smoother.
Yeah. And this was pretty smooth, and down to the last sip, there was some nice floral hops coming through, and it was still real smooth and not super overly bitter. So I think with this one also, I'm going to go with a 3.5. I kind of liked them about the same. You know, there wasn't much... I mean, this one had a little bit more of a hop variety in it, but... I think they were both kind of the same, but different in their own way. But both equally drinkable and palatable, and, you know. Yeah, there you go, 3.5.
Cool.
And thanks, guys, for your pint ratings. Let's do some shout-outs. I want to jump in real quick. I want to give a shout out to Jenny Faflin from Cicerone.org. Thanks for the invite. She invited me to a meet and greet here in Las Vegas with some of the people from Cicerone.org.
Cool.
So, thank you, Jenny Faflin.
I want to give just a quick shout out to some of our loyal listeners, Tony Leone and OC Greg for the OC Beer Blog.
And also Tom Hudson. He just hit us up on Facebook. We just posted our video to Facebook, and it says, "Woo! Shout out to y'all. Congrats on 200 episodes. I honestly owe a great deal of my renewed passion for beer to start listening to your show back in 2009. Love every show. Yeah! Can't wait for the BBQ." So yeah, what up, Tom?
Nice.
Yeah, we haven't got any back.
Yes, that is Tom in LA.
In LA in a while, yeah. That's cool.
Thanks, Tom.
So sounds like he might pay a visit the BBQ.
Nice.
Yeah, hope so. Cool. Well, there you have it, folks. Our 200th episode of the Beer Coasters podcast. Dude.
No thanks. I'll have it right
cheers
here.
Cheers to 200 more. We are the Bicentennial Men.
Yes, we are.
This is your podcast. We just drink it in it.
Yeah.
Thought of a great idea for our next episode. I figured what we could do is we could have like a 4-hour show, and we can call it The Hobbit.
Are there going to be like 3 or 4 like episodes, like epics of it?
The Hobbit.
Is it going to be really great?
Do it.
Really long, and we'll split it up into at least 3 episodes.
Is it going to be like some big great battle?
Isn't there always?
We better get Chris on
whether
the scene for that.
External... Internal or external? Is it there always a great battle?
One beer to rule them all.
That's right. And we still haven't found it yet. But when we do...
No.
My precious!
Thanks, everybody. Thanks for joining us for our 200th show. We're pretty excited. It's pretty awesome.
Hope you keep listening.
And, keep listening. Episodes. Check us out on YouTube now. We're coming up on our 5th year doing the show pretty soon in a couple months.
Yeah.
So.
A year in no time.
Wow. Yeah.
Year 5. Crazy.
Cool. www.beercoasterspodcast.com.
I'm going to cheers again.
Cheers.
Just because it's 200 episodes.
Word.
Cheers. Pause, America.
Leather lips. Leather lips.
Whoa. Wow. I think if he was excited, he'd be like, oh, wow! Wow!
Yes, it has much viscous. In Soviet Russia, viscous drinks you.